Thanks.
And you can't
appreciate specific
heartbreaking fashion.
You stay on
one raise to nothing. Eating.
Welcome to the Wags Imaginary Radio Show, a program that combines conversation with music, humor, showing you where to buy the cliff notes to your favorite Dr. Seuss books, and the life and experiences of four struggling musicians.
All right, what do we think about Simon and Garfunkel? Brian?
What do you mean?
Do you like them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, right. The radio show to work.
That was a good story.
Thank you.
They're good.
I like them too.
Yeah. Like music, play, good.
Is there a reason why you're bringing them up?
Yes, I'm bringing them up because, and Alicia, can you please pull up? There's always, I mean, the thing with cover songs that people do. And Alicia, can you introduce this version?
All right. This is just a clip.
From who?
The Lemonheads.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Rob. You know this song, Brian?
I do.
Not the original, I mean this version of it.
I think I heard
probably.
It.
It's good. It's a very good version of it.
Alright, stop dancing. I like the cuckoo ka-choo line.
Is it coming up?
I don't know.
No, it's only 30 seconds
clip. Oh, okay. So there we go. Okay, so that's a Mrs. Robinson. Anyway, so I was listening to the radio the other day, and I heard another version of Mrs. Robinson.
Oh.
And I couldn't believe how good it was. Like, I've never heard this before in my life.
Was it Peas and Carrots?
It was, no, you're doing a very good job. Very good job, Peas and Carrots. Peasandcarrots.com.
Band.com.
What is wrong with you?
Peasandcarrotsband.com.
What's your website? Thewag.com?
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
Right.
No, that was
and guess
painting.
What? I know what your website is.
I don't,
Snap.
Apparently. So, I heard this version. I couldn't believe it. I absolutely couldn't believe it. No. I thought of that. No. That, I think that version is great when it first came out. I was like, oh my God, what a great cover. Same thing Metallica did, Turn the Page.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. The first time I heard that, I was like, wow. I mean, you just nail it. Like, people that do covers, they just nail it. This cover was done, I don't know when it was, maybe the early 70s, maybe even in the 60s. How come this wasn't, like, a hit is beyond me. It was great. I just wanted to play. This is just like, you know, there's nothing funny. It's just like an actual music. I figured this is a music show, so we might as well play some music. And not only is it great, he did it live. So it's not like it's even studio version. Like, that's how good it was. And it, like, brings this song to, like, a whole nother level. Should get the volume right.
Sing that verse
for me.
Put it in the icebox with your
this is good.
That's how I would have ended it.
How else would you end it? Isn't that good?
I would end it by shooting
I think your raging was cute, but whoever was singing it.
My God. I heard that, and I had to pull over.
I'm like, that was on the radio?
Yeah, I heard it on the radio, and I'm like, what? Every lyric is just like, you're so used to hearing it in time.
So who is it, like, though?
Louis Prima. Who? I mean, he did this. This was his shtick, so I mean, I can't knock the guy.
Shtick is the right word.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, it was what it was, but I was listening, like, I have to get that song. Uh-huh. I have to get that version of that song. I got one good sound clip out of that whole song. So whenever Brian talks about something, you know what I did at work today? I did this. I can go, goody, goody for you. That's a sound clip.
I like
you
that.
You use that one.
I really like that.
Goody,
you like
goody
that, Brian?
For you.
I do.
Goody, goody for you. Goody, goody for you, Brian. Goody, goody for you indeed.
All right, what else you got?
Blue Suede.
Oh, Blue Suede.
Hooga chaka, hooga chaka.
Now,
why do I know that?
How did that band meeting go? We're going to do a cover song. Okay. What song are we going to do? Hooked on a Feeling by B.J. Thomas.
B.J. Thomas.
Good song. But we're going to start it this way. Hooga chaka, hooga. How did that band meeting go?
Well, the drummer started it.
I'm sure he did. How did that is unbelievable to me. I just think it's funny. Switzerland.
Is that the name of the band?
Hooga chaka, hooga, hooga, hooga chaka. We should think of starting, we should start our song. Hooga chaka, hooga,
hooga, hooga chaka. I thought this was like a joke. I can't stop this
feeling. It's good. It's good, but how did you, when they first brought up the idea that, like, what?
Every time we play that song, people say, how come you didn't do the hooga chaka?
Yeah.
That's not the way the song originally was written. That's
No. It should be. We should do that for all songs. That's how Cats in the Cradle should start.
You're gonna hooga chaga?
That's how Christmas Shoes should start.
Oh my God.
Hooga that would make it better. I wouldn't cry as much.
Hooga chaga.
That would be fun.
Why did they do that?
See? Now it's not bad anymore. See, now it's not sad anymore. See? Well, since I'm going to hell anyway, but let me see if I can pull this off. Daddy says there's not
much time. Ugh, this is so depressing.
Not good. Know these shoes will make a smile. One or two look beautiful. If mama meets Jesus
tonight. Ha ha!
Does that get me into hell?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Is it kind of a medley?
It's a mashup. The kids like the mashups now.
How old are you?
It makes the song much better.
I love it much better now.
Okay, so chaos there.
So it says.
That's good.
Blue Suede's version was adapted from British pop eccentric Jonathan King using his Ooga Chaka background on a version.
Ooga Chaka, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga Chaka.
On a version he had earlier recorded of the same song. So it's Jonathan King who really did it.
So he's the guy.
Yeah, it's his fault. And it says about him, he was sentenced to 7 years in prison in 2001 for the sexual assault of 5 teenage boys.
Oh, nice.
That's nice.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. So I think Benny Hill would have been more appropriate.
Can I play another song?
Sure.
I have another song. Here we go.
My My feet were killing me. My dogs were barking. I must have fallen asleep where I was parking.
Oh, wait.
And then I dreamed two dogs were talking. Take my word. It was the doggonest thing you ever heard. She said,
Mama will bark.
You look so lovely in the moonlight.
Yes, but Papa will bark.
Your eyes are shining like the starlight.
Yes, but Mama will bark.
Your lips are so inviting, darling. Give me one more kiss.
Mama will spank.
The night is young, and my ears so near.
But Papa will spank.
Please let me whisper in your ear, my dear.
But Mama will spank.
This is the moment spank. I have dreamed of, darling. Oh, what a bliss. I think that I shall never see.
Oh. What is this song?
This is a guy holding a picture of Frank Sinatra with a sheep. Go ahead, record my song.
Take me right home.
I wish the night would never end.
I know, but Papa will spank.
I'd like to be more than a friend.
I know, but Mama will bark.
You know I'm crazy about you, honey. Give me one more kiss. Give me your kiss.
I really have to go. My mama worried.
Give me your kiss.
It's getting late. I really have to hurry.
I have to wash my speakers after this.
That's really uncomfortable, actually.
And then good night.
Give me your paw.
Something inside me says I really shouldn't.
Let me hold your paw.
If it wasn't anybody else, I would.
Give me your paw.
No way you make me stay out late.
Relax, Frank.
It just ain't right.
I swear that I shall never see a canine lovely as thee.
Wait, he's supposed to be a dog, or?
Take me right home.
I wish the night would never end.
I know, but Papa will spank.
I'd like to be more than a friend.
I know, but Mama will bark.
You know I'm crazy about you, honey. Give me one more kiss. See, you're the air damn that's been keeping me daughter out late every night, huh? Well, take that! Take that! Take that!
That song is the definition of contractual obligation. Right there. It's gotta be.
My gosh.
That really was Frank Sinatra.
That was Frank Sinatra. I'm not kidding.
Is that person supposed to be singing in key, though? Like that?
I don't think she was trying. It was just...
Mama will bark.
Perfect!
Mama will bark.
Mama will spank.
I'm not saying that.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Do you remember that time that I think we were doing radio show and you were trying to say something... And you just couldn't say it. Remember, you kept like interrupting yourself, and I was hysterical playing that.
Okay, this is me. I have a problem. Several. Here's my problem. I think ahead of myself, and then I talk ahead of myself. And Alicia caught me up. And she loves this little clip.
That's a great clip.
It's a great clip. Hang on a second. I'll find it. Me mumbling. We'll see what that is.
I'm surprised you still use that. Honestly, I'm surprised. The fact that will it be... Realistically? What?
This is the way you talk. You don't let yourself finish a sentence. You constantly interrupt it, like, backtrack.
I know.
You're doing it yourself, and it just cracks me up.
Thank you for...
I do that a lot.
There's actually a guy on SNL who does that for like 4 minutes.
Wow.
Like he just like no sentence ever completes. He's just on and he's like, and you know, and this napkin and then with the guacamole and then
that's
you know
me.
And then this like it's
that's
literally
me. That's
like
me starting.
Is that
the story.
An ADD?
This is the beginning of the story.
I just want to hear.
I'm surprised we still use that. Honestly, I'm surprised. Will it be
realistically? What? And then I'm
questioning. You don't let yourself finish a sentence. You constantly interrupt it.
I know.
What? What?
That's cute.
Talk.
All right, enough about me.
Oh, I'm so glad you had that right there.
Oh, God. Yeah, I have a whole folder of me mumbling.
Because when, like, you understand.
Oh, yes! That's me not being able to finish sentence.
That's the hardest I ever heard her laugh.
Here's another one. I'm saving these.
Oh, that was heartfelt.
Ran some sort of ran it. What? Run it? It was good at it.
It's all I got.
Do the second one again.
Because when like you understand.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's
cool. Alright, so yeah, that was beautiful.
The imaginary radio show.
Gotta find the thing and get a little rest. Drink and be like me, oh.
dying exactly at daylight savings time.
So you get an extra hour.
Or you don't. Because you can die. So that, listen, maybe we'll do this one. If you've died on daylight savings time, when you go, when you die, if you die, at daylight, hang on a second. If you die, daylight savings time is with the one where you go back.
No.
Fall back. You want to fall back.
That's the end of daylight savings time.
Fine. That's what I want to do. Because, okay, it's 1 o'clock, it's 2 o'clock.
Now it's back to 1.
It's 1 o'clock. So you could theoretically, okay, it's 1:15. It's 1:20. No, it's 1:30, right? And Fred could die, right?
But wait,
and
it's the train coming.
Yeah, exactly. If Fred can die at 1:30, and his friend, who's also in the hospital, can die 40 minutes later and
but
technically
die before.
Earlier. Or if you were born at that exact same time, you would die, you'd be 60... No, wait, I'm 59, and then I just died. And then you wouldn't be... Like, technically, say you died, and I'm like, okay, you're 80. But then you... Well, you're 79 for another hour. And then you die. You're technically 79. On your death certificate, you're 79. Oh. But you're really 80.
Crazy.
Imagine the coincidence.
I want to do that.
Wait, that can be arranged.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
On a Wednesday, though.
Yeah, it has to be a Wednesday.
Always on a Wednesday.
Yeah. Does it have to be 79?
To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.
Tsunamis.
Tsunamis is not tsunami, it's tsunami. I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's a language. And I just thought it was interesting because there's a lot of languages out there. Here she goes.
Do you know how to spell it?
Don't worry about it. T-E-R.
Clearly not.
S-A-M-I. But, you could, no, don't read.
I'm not.
She's reading.
I'm not.
Okay. You're such a liar.
There's nothing. Okay, now I'm reading.
Okay, great. I was just. There's another clip for you. There's another clip that you'll be enjoying.
What? Your Do it already.
Hang on a second. Let me get my thought together.
These things.
You're not.
All right. Tersami. There are a lot of languages out there, obviously. And you like linguists.
Mm-hmm.
I like linguini, so... Anyway, it wasn't that funny. In fact, I'm probably going to cut that out of the Imaginary Radio Show.
Goody for you.
Did you like that one, Galicia?
Goody
for
you. Linguini.
It was just perfect because I had drink in my mouth.
Mama will spank.
That is scary.
Okay, sorry. Anyway, so I read...
You've just added another clip to the Brian mumbling.
You have to make me like old.
Montage.
Long. Yeah, thank you. Montage. So I can put it on my iPad. And
I'll just come over and talk to you for 25 minutes.
Oh, no.
There are a lot of languages out there. And a lot of them are disappearing. They're dying because, there's a billion languages. And they have these pockets of populations that speak these languages. And they're like these old languages from like the year of the flood. And they were just handed down. And I was just curious about it. And I started reading up on, some of these languages have like 1,000 people left. You think about how big the world is. Only 1,000 people speak these languages. 600 people speak these languages. And then it goes down like 100 people speak these languages. And there are people out there that are actually trying to, they're rushing around. They're like a race against time. Mm-hmm. To go and sit there and try to document this stuff. Because these people are going to die, and it doesn't make any sense to teach it anymore. Mm. Because there's just other languages. That's the reason those languages are dying.
For the sake of itself.
Yeah, but research and history, it's nice to preserve it. So I'm going down the languages. There's a language, I know I'm pronouncing it wrong. Tersami, I want to say.
I doubt you're pronouncing it wrong.
I don't know. It's in Russia. And it's like the small, area of Russia that spoke it for, years and years and years and years and years and years. So I'm like, gee, I wonder how many people speak it. 100, 200. We better get these people together in a room. Right there. There's 2 people that speak it.
Mm. Two?
2 mm-hmm. people left in the world that speak this language.
Well,
what if one of them dies? He has no one to talk to.
What if they don't like each other?
You have to at that point.
You have to
communicate with one person.
Fight with them at least. But there's 2 people in the world that speak that one language.
Isn't that crazy?
That's cool. I just thought it was cool.
Do they know each other?
I hope so. They have to. They have to. Because they have to come from the same, you know, like, area.
Wow, it's total speakers, too.
Two.
Mm-hmm. Good.
That is the coolest thing. How are they not spies? They'd be the best spies in the world.
Wow, their own code language.
Yeah, we're going to bomb the Mar around 2:50. Okie doke. Sounds good. You got the launch code? Yeah, I got the launch code. You don't worry about nothing. Everything's cool. Everything's code was steady. Yeah. Great if they were spies. I'd hire them.
Oh, man.
You could walk around the UN and just, like, walk up right to the Netherlands. Do you have any conception of how f***ed you are tomorrow? And the Netherlands will be like, the Tsarsami like me. They're talking to me. Because they want to know what they're saying. I didn't say a word of it. Oh, I love it. Tsarsami spies. I'd hire them.
Is there a sample of how what it sounds like?
Maybe? Sounds like this.
Put it in the cellar with your wine.
Has a certain... I actually did hear a clip. It has a certain, like, lilt to it. Kind of like this.
Mama will spend.
That's what it sounds like, and that's why we want to kill these two people.
And now for some music from the WAG.
I'm fine.
Go ahead, do your Einstein's breath.
Then. Yeah, but I can't. Stop it.
What is it?
What? No, no. Yeah, that's it. That's not my last breath. No,
oh, I'm so... Is the last breath in or out?
Down.
How do you know?
Because
it's got to be out.
It's got to be out.
It's got to be out.
No, what if the person goes...
Yeah, but then the lung...
Then they're dead.
Yeah,
and then it just
out.
Expels
it
on its
own.
It pops out. No, so, somebody, I think it was Henry Ford, surprisingly enough...
In the bottle.
...saves his last breath in the bottle. He specifically said, hold this bottle up to his mouth.
How did they know it was going to be his last one?
Some guy just held it.
Well, we'll follow him around 55 years, you know, he was a little sick.
You never know.
No, he's on his deathbed.
In the bottle. No, he's on his deathbed. And then, you know, he's ready to die, and then it's, I guess, I don't know. If I'm dying, I don't want a bottle in my face. Like, what's that? Can I have some medicine? I've got a bottle and a cork. Like, come on, baby. Come on.
Why did he want his last breath saved?
It's interesting. I like it.
Billy Idol has Elvis Presley's sweat in a bottle.
Ew.
That's really gross.
He does.
Especially considering that Elvis was kind of gross at the end.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what a lot of people have or do weird things. You know, they freeze their bodies after they die.
Yeah, that still doesn't answer my question. Why did he want his left?
Look it up.
He just wanted it, I guess. It's interesting. What's in that bottle? Oh, it's Einstein's last breath. That's pretty cool.
Was there a story about Einstein's last breath? Or
I just thought it was interesting that the guy actually kept it. And then Einstein had to sit there and die with a bottle hanging by his mouth.
Well, no. You said Ford did that.
Yeah, Henry Ford did.
But, so what's that have to do with Einstein?
Yeah.
No, Henry Ford was the one that bottled his breath.
Oh, he bottled Einstein's breath?
Yeah, and invented the car. They did both.
Oh, I thought
wow.
It was...
Yeah,
no, it wasn't Einstein. It's Edison. Thomas Edison.
Oh.
Well, that changes Thomas
everything.
Edison's
last breath.
You know.
Who was Einstein's last breath?
Nobody.
Lee Iacocca?
So why don't you tell what's the real story?
We all have Einstein's last breath within all of us.
Does it say why?
Henry Ford believed that the human soul exited the body with its last breath. So it was with mixed feelings that we discovered this audible artifact in Henry Ford's museum in Greenfield Village. Ford somehow convinced Thomas Edison's son to sit by the dying inventor's bedside, clamp a test tube over his mouth, and plug it with a cork. Maybe Ford's intentions were noble and he expected future scientists to reconstitute Edison from the ether. Or maybe Henry just liked having Mr. Lightbulb dangling from his rearview mirror.
See, that's... Wait, he believed that the soul was in the last breath and then he's going to stop it and cork it?
Yep.
Wow. That's... Not
if,
nice.
If that's true, can you imagine? Edison's like, I just want to go. Like,
your soul is mine.
No, what would be really awesome is if he put the test tube up to his mouth, anyway. And then he corked it and then ran away with it and he was like, I gotcha.
Yeah, stuck on my soul.
Your soul, smiling your soul.
Wow.
Poor Thomas Edison. Edison is
it? Yeah, Thomas
in
Edison.
The bottle. Let me out. I have one more idea. Just getting ready to tell us how to build a time machine. Somebody stuffed a bottle in his mouth. Wait, I got it. It's who?
Please email us at thewagmusic@aol.com. Let us know what you think of our show and receive a free prize.
Go ahead, Nish.
All right.
The floor is yours.
This started from a thread that Gordy Marshall, who drums for the Moody Blues, had on his Facebook. And I don't even remember how the thread started now, but... He and a whole bunch of other people were posting music-related jokes.
Okay.
And some of them were, amusing. And some of them, I was, like, dying with laughter. So.
God.
So, hey.
Welcome to the Imaginary Radio Show.
That's a little body.
I'm sorry, what
it's always the little ones that can do that.
Okay. My little sneeze can do that.
Yo, I'll get a good one. Hang on a second. I'll get
it. Oh, God.
Me opening cell, sir.
Can we all speak in burps?
Oh, you're disgusting. If you jack on me, I swear to God, we will never speak again. Never again.
Don't get sick.
I can't even drink because I know what's coming.
Oh.
Should I tell a joke while it brews?
Yeah. It's going to be a while.
Yeah, it's going to be a second. Like, your eyes are watering.
Oh, jeez. That hurts.
And what you have to do.
That's good cells.
burning.
Should I tell a joke? What are you doing?
Oh,
I mean, seriously. Dude.
All right, go ahead. When it comes, it'll be a surprise.
How do you? These aren't all related to what.
That hurt.
Now the guacamole tastes good.
That was scary. The only thing that was coming out.
A little came out. I put it back in.
Right. There's so much I just learned about you in the last 4 seconds.
All right, now we love to hear it.
These aren't about, like, one particular, like, about the drummer or the guitarist or whatever. Some of them are, but, like, they're not all that one. All right. How do you get a drummer off your porch? Paying for the pizza. What's the difference between a drummer and an investment portfolio? One of them matures and makes money. When I told my mother I wanted to be a drummer when I grew up, she told me I couldn't do both. How can you tell when a drummer's at the door? He doesn't know when to come in.
Wow.
This one, I don't think it was like a joke. This was just somebody saying this on the thread, but they said, we don't have a doorbell, so every time the postman has something for me to sign for, he has to knock. At Christmas, I bought him some drumsticks. How do you know I'm a drummer, he asked. Whenever you knock on the door, it speeds up.
Oh my God.
Nice. Gordy posted this one, and I don't quite get it, but whatever. He says, okay, one in my defense. A drummer locked his keys in the car, and it took him 20 minutes to get the bass player out.
That's funny.
But it's funny, but I don't get it.
Because the bass player is stupider than the drummer.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I wasn't sure. I like this. What do you throw a drowning guitarist?
Wait, what was that?
What do you throw a drowning guitarist?
Oh, okay.
His amp.
Oh, man.
That's good.
What do you say to a bass player in a three-piece suit? Will the defendant please rise?
Oh,
man.
What's the difference between a drummer and a vacuum cleaner?
One sucks, the other blows.
You have to plug one of them in before it sucks. Now, remember, this is on a drummer's thread, too.
That's true.
How many drummers does it take to change a light bulb?
I know this one. Go ahead.
5. 1 to screw it in, and 4 to sit around and talk about how Neil Peart could have done it better.
Oh, God.
How is a drum solo like a sneeze? You know it's coming, but there's nothing you can do about it.
I hate drum solos.
Oh, I love this one. This one had me dying. What's the last thing a drummer says in a band? Why don't we try one of my songs?
You find that
funny, Brian? Oh, I love this one. I am in love with this joke and want to marry it. How does a lead guitarist change a light bulb? He holds it and the world revolves around him. Cute. What do you call a guitarist with half a brain?
Gifted.
Exactly! When is a drummer considered a successful drummer? When his girlfriend has 2 jobs.
Nice.
Just 2 more left. What did the drummer get on his IQ test?
Drool.
Yes!
Thank you.
And this one is, it's just funny. What's the difference between a puppy and a singer-songwriter? Eventually the puppy stops whining.
That's good.
Thank you. Ones. That's really
and that is all.
To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.
This will be a good test for...
Who's going?
My mother.
Why?
Wow.
You've seen the volume levels. I'm testing volume levels on the Imaginary Radio Show.
No, this is we're trying to get a guest. We can only think of Brian's mother to call.
This is horrible.
What are you going to say to her? Welcome to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Hello?
Yeah?
What are you doing?
Nothing. What's the matter?
Nothing. You're live on the Imaginary Radio Show.
I'm on the radio show?
Yeah.
Right now?
No, in 3 weeks.
Oh my god, my voice is on live.
I know, I can't stand it either. It is what it is. Say something interesting.
Oh my god.
Tell a story about when I was a kid.
No, I'm not saying nothing. First of all, I don't want anybody hearing my voice. I sound like Benani. Brian?
Yeah, can you tell the story about how I was an ugly baby?
You was ugly. What do you want me to say?
But can you be more specific? I came out with a lot of hair and stuff.
Oh my god.
Go ahead.
Leah was the prettiest baby that I ever saw. She was the prettiest baby in the nursery. And I thought I was going to have another pretty baby. Oh my god, when you came out. Oh my god. You were the ugliest one in the nursery. I was so embarrassed that everybody used to, in those days, you couldn't just go up and look in the nursery. You only had certain times to go. And all the parents would go up and watch that. They'd open the curtains at 7 o'clock at night, and all the husbands would come to visit, and all the mothers and fathers would line up. And after a while, I didn't go back. Everybody would say, which one is yours? And I'd have to say, that one. Oh, he's cute. And he was so ugly. And then I kept telling my cousin on the phone, I said, wait till you see this baby. He's the ugliest thing I ever saw. And she says, oh, Judy, he can't be that bad. You must be exaggerating. I said, you wait. So when I came home, she came to my house to come and see the baby. And she looked in the bassinet. And I said, do you see what I mean? Do you see what I mean? And she turned and she looked at me and she said, he'll get better.
All right, that's the weekly call of my mother.
Because you had hair on you all over your face and you looked just like Elvis Presley in the 70s. With those mutton chop.
I had sideburns. Maybe that's why I have the
sideburns. Other kids, other babies have hair on their arms sometimes and on their back, but you had it on your face just on the chest. And that fell off in a month, and then you got pretty. But boy, were you ugly. Anyway.
Thank you. That's the weekly Brian Young, Young Brian story from my mother, Judy. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. All right. We'll see you next time on the Imaginary Radio Show.
Bye.
I don't think I've heard anything before in my entire life. My throat hurts.
But the funny part was, that's the cross I had to bear, right? That I was the ugly baby. I was the ugliest baby.
Nothing's changed.
And I know. That's the problem. And yeah, I just have less hair. So then my cousin was born. I looked in that crib and I was like, I'm out. He's in. He was the goofiest, ugliest baby in the world. And that's Nicholas, who became an actor on Broadway and this great looking kid, and he lives in Hollywood now. And
does
he's doing
he really?
Yeah, he's living the life and he's an actor. He's gorgeous. And
is his last name St. George?
No.
I think you're cute.
I know, but no. But he's. But
I
anyway,
don't think
he was ugly.
Baby anymore.
No, I was ugly. I was goofy. Like, you see, like those pictures of my sister, and she's like, she's got the halo overhead because she looks.
Little
she's
little,
and I'm just sitting there, and I was like this big lump. Like,
That's why we stuck you behind the drum.
I know. That's why I stuck behind the drum. That's why I'm a drummer.
Oh,
dear
God.
Right.
I'm sorry that I laughed so hard
at
that story.
Yeah, you can hold it in a little bit. Jesus,
both of you. But the way she told it,
yeah.
It was just perfect.
And we see where you
I
don't
expect a mother to be like, and that's it.
Oh, my God. He was so ugly.
It'll get better.
I didn't imagine that.
Oh, my gosh.
That was awesome. God.
That really
was the funniest story I've ever heard in my life. Now I see where he gets it. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Vegetable names for all of the members of the WAG.
Well, I only know yours, huh?
Okay. Well, I picked asparagus for me because I'm tall. Leisha wanted to pick her own. She picked broccoli.
Because I love it.
I picked one for Brian. I picked rhubarb because it just seems like it fits.
Good rhubarb. That works.
Yeah. I picked Dan's and I picked him. He's an artichoke.
Oh, that's good.
And he was mad. He's like, I want to be asparagus. I'm like, what? We're fighting over what vegetable we are.
So, we don't fight over which vegetable we are because it anatomically makes sense.
I never thought of that.
Ah, I see. Never thought of that. But we need, since we have Sherry here, we need to pick a vegetable for Sherry.
We need.
Wait. We should pick, like,
or Sherry could pick
what's
it.
What's red?
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, red cabbage?
Radish?
Radish?
No, no tomato. No, I already know a tomato.
I already know a tomato, right? Wait, that's a fruit.
It is a fruit. But
the fruit. Vegetable. I forgot.
How far has this gone out?
No, how much produce do you know?
One, to be precise.
No, it was a tomato.
I used to call her tomato. Her name was Kristen Tomato. So we called her tomato.
Okay.
This not a real tomato.
Lisa, this goes out. I mean, there's a lot of veggies out there.
All right.
So what is she?
I don't know. Sherry's kind of tall.
Radish is good. I like radish. Good.
But a radish isn't really tall. I guess it doesn't really matter, right?
No, but they're cute, and she's cute. Radish.
Would you like to be a radish?
I'll be a radish.
You could be a cherry tomato.
No.
Oh,
no! Oh,
sorry.
Whatever, I'm not going to say
that's evil. Yeah.
She was a cherry tomato.
I was.
Now she's just a tomato.
I'm no longer a cherry tomato.
Get it, Brian?
You have to turn this.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
I stopped myself, and he took over. It wasn't my fault this time.
I understand.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't my fault.
Can I help you, Brian?
All right, so we'll go with radish then. Okay. Lisa, have you...
Do you have any other friends that picked vegetable names for themselves?
No, no, everybody else is normal. It's just for the band, okay? Her real name is Lisa, and she talks to her friend Fred and says, hi, Fred, and doesn't imagine him to be something from the produce section.
No, it happens a lot. It does. Depending on where we are, you know, people say, I want to be this, and we get cauliflower a lot, really? Believe it or not. Always people want to be cauliflower.
Why?
I don't know, like, because they think that cauliflower goes with peas and carrots. I don't know.
We don't hate cauliflower.
Like, I wouldn't think, like, I always think if you want to be something that goes well with us, pick, like, butter sauce or something. I don't know, you know?
You know.
Rice. Right.
It's funny that
creamed corn we get a lot.
Creamed corn. Okay. It's funny that you said that because
I don't like it either.
Corn on a cob, I eat it all day. Mm-hmm. You can have a cob this big, and I'll one side of the other. The cream corn, it's.
I like it. And cream spinach.
I like cream spinach.
Same thing. It's not even cream. It's corn.
Oh, it's not.
Well,
it's corn.
No. I mean, cream, not the vegetable.
Screamed corn. Creamed corn. Creamed corn reminds me of vomit. Same
what,
texture.
What, green cream spinach doesn't remind you of vomit?
No.
Why not?
Because it's tasty. It's like vomit is just like when it comes up, it's like corny. It's got like, you know, some hard, some soft.
Okay, now you're making me sick because I can feel it coming up. And I actually ate corn tonight, although it was
Campbell's in a can. I can't eat cream corn.
How about what Lisa just said? Peas and carrots together. Why are they the only vegetable that
they're not
you purchase together?
They're not. There's corn with the little red and green
peppers
and things, which I also like.
Corn and peppers.
Mexicali, I think it's called the sun.
But what about asparagus? Like, why does it have to be all alone?
Well, that's
because
it's so disgusting. Nothing wants to be with it.
There, asparagus?
Excuse me, I'm asparagus.
Mm-hmm. I love asparagus.
I stand by ground.
I love asparagus. It does make your pee smell different, but not
yes.
everybody can smell that.
You know that? Yeah.
Yes.
What? Oh, yes. Not everybody
yes.
knows.
You we know.
Oh,
yeah.
You've had the experience?
Yes.
Why can't everybody smell that?
I don't know. There's a chemical in your brain that recognizes that smell, and not everybody has it.
How I wish I didn't have it.
I mean, other stuff smells different too, but we'll just leave it at that.
Really?
Oh,
baby. Right, you have to be a scientist.
When words are not enough to say how I feel, I've heard the birds sing on tune, I've seen a golden harvest moon, and when the sun goes down, I turn around with thoughts of you. In other words, and when the snow is all around, there's not a green blade to be found. In late December, I remember only winter sound. In other words. All of the beautiful and all the wonderful feelings deep inside me that you can't see, want to show you. And in other words, there was a time when all the water turned to wine and bother dying, and all the guests said that they saved the best for last. And so in another word.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.